We've been hearing a lot about ventilators as a critical device to help care for COVID-19 patients and the shortage many hospitals and urgent care facilities are facing. This is especially worrisome for people who rely on ventilators to live, like Alice Wong, who uses a non-invasive ventilator every day. Alice is also a disability activist and joins me now. Welcome to Here Now.
Thank you for having me.
Alice, you've been living with your family in San Francisco, sheltering in place for almost a month now. How has your daily life changed, and are you still able to access what you need?
The change has been too much of a rough adjustment, but I do want to say that, getting groceries and getting stocked up is definitely been an issue. For example, I ordered online delivery of groceries that was supposed to be scheduled for April 3rd, and they just kind of like, without notifying me, switched it to April 10th. You know, this other issue that's also happening is the scarcity of really basic things such as alcohol swabs and hand sanitizers that a lot of disabled people and, chronically ill people need just to maintain hygiene. And, so many people are just buying too much and just really causing a lot of hardship for people who really need these things. But on the whole, I'm very blessed to have a lot of great friends and neighbors who just are checking in and are available in case I do need some things.
Yeah. You rely on assistance for many of your needs, such as eating and changing your clothes. Has that been difficult to manage during this pandemic?
One of the things that is a real concern of people like myself is the fact that staying 6 feet apart is not really feasible. I need close contact for a lot of my activities, having to be touched and handled. There's really no way to avoid that. And, for a lot of people who have attendants that don't live with them, they're coming in from all kinds of environments, too. So there's a lot of concern about disabled people protecting themselves, but also protecting the people who are part of our care team.
You recently wrote an essay about your personal fears in this pandemic, and more specifically, that if you get hospitalized and face complications for COVID-19, that you fear your life won't be valued as much because of your disabilities. That was hard to read, but it's a reality that you really feel. Can you say more about this?
Before the pandemic, we have not been served adequately, and we've been failed by the health system. I mean, there's such systemic bias and, basic access issues to things such as, testing like mammograms or other exams. So already there's that kind of broader context of discrimination and access. And even in these times where there's such a scarcity of resources, there's a lot of conversations again about who are the most likely to be saved. And a lot of this rhetoric is really devaluing older and disabled people who, are seen as less likely to recover, and I think that's a lot of, discrimination and just presumptions about our quality of life.
That's Alice Wong, a disability activist and editor of the forthcoming book, Disability Visibility, First-Person Stories from the 21st Century. Alice, as always, thank you so much, and stay safe and healthy.
You too. Thank you for having me.